I know there are a lot of questions. This threat, Jeff, from President Trump to send in federal troops to restore order in some of our U.S. cities. How does this process work?
Well, this is unprecedented for a president of the United States basically to threaten governors to do this for domestic civil disturbance. He would have to invoke the 1807 Insurrection Act. And there are really three aspects of that act that he could look at potentially, I guess. The first and normal way that governors would request federal forces is by a request. They would actually request additional support. Oftentimes this occurs in natural disasters. After Katrina, for example, the governor of Louisiana requested over 40,000 federal troops went down there. But that was not for civil disorder. That was for reaction to that natural disaster. The second is, of course, the president declares a particular part of the country is under actual rebellion. And I guess this would be like the American Civil War and Abraham Lincoln. And the third, and this would be probably where the president would have to hang his hat legally, if federal law is being deliberately ignored or violated, or federal facilities are threatened and local authorities are not doing their responsibility to protect them. And that has been used a couple of times in American history, first being, of course, in 1957, when President Eisenhower sent federal troops into Little Rock to invoke desegregation of public schools. And President Johnson did the same in Mississippi because of the Civil Rights Act and violations of the Civil Rights Act by governors in the South during that particular period of time. But overall, presidents have been one, and the U.S. military at the federal level are very much opposed to being involved in these types of activities, seeing civil disturbance as primarily, obviously, a local law enforcement responsibility. Secondly, the deployment of National Guard forces under the command of the governor and the state adjutant general. And right now we've got 17,000 National Guardsmen activated by governors across the country. And only as a last resort, the use of the Insurrection Act to bring in federal forces.
Jeff, would these be active duty troops, Army soldiers, if they were called into action in this form?
They could be for any service, most likely Army. It does appear that the President and the Department of Defense has alerted up to about 300 military policemen, probably a military police battalion, down at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, for deployment to Washington, D.C. District of Columbia is a little different than the states, and under the District of Columbia, of course, the president and the federal government activated the National Guard from the District of Columbia and moved them into areas around the White House. And they could also call for federal forces because there's no governor for District of Columbia. It's under control of the federal government. There also have been reports that other federal forces have been alerted for potential recall if necessary, and that's simply a mechanism to speed their deployment if the situation was to warrant.
If a particular governor in any state did not want the federal troops to come in, do they have any authority, or does the federal law supersede anything at the state level?
Well, again, that would get to be where the president would have to either argue that that state is in insurrection. Well, that's not the case, obviously. Or he would have to argue that federal law is being deliberately ignored or violated, or federal facilities are threatened and local authorities are not doing sufficient to protect them. This would be back to Eisenhower and Little Rock and the desegregation of schools, or ensuring that the Civil Rights Acts were implemented in Mississippi by Lyndon Johnson. Otherwise, you'd have this very strange situation where a president is sending in federal troops that the governor says he or she does not want. Now, governors can make specific requests for certain kinds of forces, and there have been discussions, I'm told, between the governor of Minnesota and people in the Department of Defense. Frankly, one thing that supposedly was discussed was bringing in communications intelligence units to try to ascertain how some of these alleged groups, either extreme right-wing or extreme left-wing, were coordinating their activities using cell phones or whatever for particular acts of violence. So they could actually request specific things in terms of capabilities to augment what, in fact, they don't have in their National Guard.
And I'm curious to know, Jeff, what authority, if these troops were sent in, these federal troops, what authority would they have to carry out their assignment as directed by the president?
Well, again, National Guard forces under the command of the governor and the state adjutant general can conduct law enforcement activities, okay? So the National Guard, as we saw, sadly, to my mind last night, clearing Lafayette Park by violence against people who were demonstrating peacefully. Federal forces sent in can bring order to the area if it's at the extremists, at the request of the governor. One might think back to 1968, when then-Governor Romney, the father of current Senator Romney, who was governor of Michigan, requested federal forces to enter Detroit because of the massive rioting that occurred after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. But in almost every one of those cases, those troops are accompanied by law enforcement people. So if there's actually arrests to be made, those arrests are made by local law enforcement forces because the troops can't arrest people. Troops can certainly protect facilities. Troops have every right to self-defense if they are personally attacked. But this gets to the real question, and I can tell you from my experience of 30-plus years in the U.S. military, U.S. military does not want to do this. This is not where we want to be, and that is confronting American citizens in the cities of the United States.
And it sounds like if we come to that point, Jeff, we're in a serious mess.
We're in a serious mess, and we've only seen this occur really in my living memory twice, and that, of course, was in 1968 after the assassination of Martin Luther King. In 1992, the then governor of the great state of California and the mayor of Los Angeles did request federal forces to come in following the rioting over the beating of Rodney King. And that was a very focused, very narrow deployment of forces to just one single city for a very short period of time to bring things back into order.